everyone. We are up to page 39. We're also going to do 39 and 40 today. Simin Kuf Lamed Zayin Sif Dalet. Okay, we're talking about how many psukim one has to read for Kriyas HaTorah in order to have a good Kriya, each Aliyah, and in general for the whole Kriya. We saw already that you need 10 psukim, except for Parshas Amalek. Since Parshas Amalek is Salik in Yana after 9 psukim, and the reasons why we mentioned before, because they tried cutting off the Kisei HaKavod, and therefore we cut off the psukim when we read the Parsha of Malik on Purim. And you need 3 psukim for each Aliyah. That's what we saw yesterday. Sif Dalet says like this. Im kara echad beiz psukim tzarech lachzor velikros. If one person only read 2 psukim, you have to go back and read. It's not a good Aliyah. Even if you read it after bracha, you have to go back and make another bracha again, because 2 psukim is not considered a kosher Aliyah. It would not work. Says the Mishra Sikon Yud Gimel, Aliyah bracha lefonea kach dino. Ima dain lo berak bracha achorna. If he did not finish the bracha yet, he didn't make the bracha achorna yet. Afal pishik far galo sefer Torah vayah b'daitu levarich. Even if he already closed the sefer Torah and he was ready to make the bracha, v'nizkush lo kara rak beis psukim, they realized they only read 2 psukim, choser v'kara below bracha levanel. They had to go back and make another bracha levanel. Avin far berak bracha achorna nistalka kriya arshona legamri. You've already finished the first kriya and it's no good. You have to go back and start again, that Leah again. New bracha beforehand, new bracha afterwards. So it's all going to be dependent on, did he make a bracha achrona yet? Or did he not make the bracha of Asher Nasam Lanu Torah Semes? Okay, if he did not make the bracha, then he could go back, read another pasuk and finish off the Leah. If not, if he already made the bracha, then he's going to have to go back and start again. That's by less than 3 psukim. Now we go back. What if they read less than 10 psukim in the whole Kriya? V'imlo karu bein shloshtona elo tes psukim. If they only read 9 psukim amongst the 3 aliyahs, not 10. Gimel kol echad, each one read 3 psukim, none of them read a 4th pasuk. Einam tzrichim lachzor v'likros. You don't have to go back. B'diyevid, we're going to say it's a good Kriya, even though you need 10. 9 b'diyevid is going to be good according to the Mechaber. Why? V'raya l'dover parshas amalek. Because we have a raya that the fact the parent parshas amalek is allowed to be 9 psukim. So therefore, b'diyevid by other kriyas, if you read 9 psukim, 3, 3, and 3, then they are going to be yotzei yedei chovas. Okay. Avalim karo pachos mites. But if they read less than tes, they only read 8 psukim. Tzrichim lachzor v'likros, you have to go back and read again. Okay? It's not going to be a good kriya. You have to go back again and read again. Says the Mishnah Brus, you cut in tet zayin. Rotzalomar, Osa Shakar Shalokahogan, the one that read inappropriately, I mean the one who read only 2 psukim, he'll read again and add another pasuk, or letter, in this case, add 2 psukim. So you get to 10. The Tevet Srichin Lashon Rabin Lab Bedafku. It doesn't mean you have to go back and read the whole Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, the first 2 aliyahs were fine. They both read 3 psukim. That was fine. The problem was with the last aliyah. He only read 2 psukim. That's the problem over here, and therefore he's going to have to go back and read again if you only have 8 psukim. Now, the sheet of the Mechaber clearly is over here. As long as you have 9 b'diyevid your yotzei, because we have a raya from Parshas Amalek, comes the Gra and other achronim quoted in the Mishnah Berurah over here. Sivkat in Yodalid, 3 lines down, says Uvivira Gra. They disagree with the psak of the Mechaber over here. You need 10 psukim and it's ma'akev. At less than 10, you are not going to be yotzi. Oh, what about Parshas Amalek? It's a raya. No, says the Gra. That's Dafka over there as the Gemara, and we brought down the reason why we want 9 psukim, because they tried cutting off the Kisei HaKavod, that we learned yesterday. Only over there where there's a reason for them to read 9 psukim, you can be yotzi b'diavad. But other Kriyas where you're not going to have the reason of Parshas Amalek, you're not even going to be yotzei b'diavad if you read 9 psukim according to this. And that's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, you see in the Hemshech, because it's Venira. The Afladeh Rishon, even according to the Mechaber, okay, even if you don't want to make new brachas, Tov Shiikru Betzibra Kolpanim, below bracha, Od Gimel Psukim, they should at least read another 3 psukim in the Tzibor in order to have a shame of another Aliyah, even if they do it without brachas, Lifachot. Okay? That's how the Allah of Brura Paskins for Svardim, I believe, for Ashkenazim, we are somek on the Gron, the Panim Irus, they would even say I have to go back and make new brachas on this Aliyah. Sifhei. Im Karos, now we're talking about a specific Aliyah, and this is by Parshas Parah. Parshas Parah, we read the first 22 psukim of Parshas Chukas. That's the beginning, in order to retire ourselves before the Korban Pesach, before Pesach, that's what we read in Parshas Chukas. I don't know why they had to specifically point this out over here. I guess there was a havin of a sum. They would end the Parshas Parah after the 11th Pasuk. And the problem is that you're missing the Iker part of Parshas Parah. The real Iker part of Parshas Parah is the second 11th Pasukim. Pasuk 12 through 22, those are the most important Pasukim to read. And therefore, you're not going to be yotzei if you read the first 11 Pasukim. That's what the Mechaber says over here. Im kara parshas parah, upas, upasuk vila gera ger besocham. You end the Aliyah and pasuk yud aleph by the ger bagar besocham. Vigolo sefer Torah, and they close the sefer Torah. Choser poteach umatzchim yirosha parsha, ad titma ad ha'erev. You have to go back and open up again, and you have to start again, you have to make a new bracha before and afterwards. So over here, it's meduyik and the mechaber, unlike we learned before, that it depends on when they close the Sefer Torah. It sounds like once they're golel the Sefer Torah, meaning at the end of the Aliyah, he closes the Sefer Torah, already at that point, that's like a hesek hadas from the Aliyah, and you have to open it again, make new brachas, and start over again. However, the Mishnah Berurah claims this is lav dafka, says the Mishnah Berurah, sikat and yudzayin, the harbi achronim is kilo, the golo lav dafka. It doesn't mean that he closed the Sefer Torah. Ela ikr toli bim berach brach achron. The ikr is, like we learned earlier on, it all depends if he made the asher nasan lano toras ames, the second bracha afterwards. If he made the bracha afterwards, then you're going to have to go back. But if he did not make the bracha, bim lo berach, if he did not make the bracha of asher nasan lano, alpha pisha golo a Sefer Torah, even though he closed the Sefer Torah, Choser v'koriyat ha-motor below bracha lefanah. You just go ahead and continue reading from where you left off, from pasuk yud beis onwards. You just continue reading without a new bracha, because just closing the Sefer Torah doesn't end the Aliyah if he doesn't make the bracha of asher nasan lano toras emes. Therefore, if he did not make the bracha, you just go ahead and continue reading. Sivav hakori b'torah rishon. Okay, if someone read the first Aliyah, they read three pasukim lefachol like we learned earlier. Vikara Sheni, the Levi gets up there, Vikara Sheni Masha Kara Rishon, and he reads exactly the same things as he read in the first Aliyah. The Levi ends up reading the same psukim as the Kohen reads. Imahosif al Masha Kara Rishon Gimel Psukim, O Afilu Shnaim B'makom Delo Afshar, if at least he adds, not only reads the old psukim, but he reads another three psukim, or lefachot, says the mechaber, an extra two psukim in a place where you can't read a third pasuk. An example would be like this, is on Rosh Chodesh, you just read today, okay, and they do like the Zagra over here, so it might not work out exactly like this, but in the second Aliyah, most people, if you don't do like the Shita Zagra, then in the second Aliyah, you're only reading two new psukim. You're going back, and reading only two new psukim, you read the same pasuk as the last Aliyah, and you add two new psukim, because you can't add another pasuk, because it's after, as we're going to learn in the next siman, it's a place where you can't start an Aliyah. You can't stop the Aliyah. And therefore, we only add two psukim. So if you, lefachot, could add two new psukim, then it's going to be a kasher Aliyah. B'makom d'lasher. Also, sheni olo min haminyan. Then you could count the second guy as part of the minyan akrum. You could count him as one of the chovas of the day. Monday and Thursday, we need three aliyahs. Rosh Chodesh, we have four aliyahs. Okay, Yanta, five aliyahs. Chulei v'chulei, Yom Kippur, six. Shabbat, seven. You could count it as one of the aliyahs. As long as you have two new psukim, and you read three altogether, then it's going to count. Vim lav, if you do not read two new psukim, eina ola min haminyan. You can't count them towards the amount of kruim that you need for that day. Chutz mi pari achag mishum de lo eshar. The one exception to the rule, says the Mechaber, is by the Pariachag. What's the Pariachag? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Kafei, the Cholamoid Sukkis. And Cholamoid Sukkis, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, Minhag Eretz Yisrael, you read the same Aliyah four times over. Because, okay, that's the Karbonos of the day. Okay, in Chutz La'aretz, you have a Sfeik of the Yoma, so you read first the one day, second the Aliyah, then you go back a little bit. You end up reading the same Sukkim also. But in Eretz Yisrael, you read the same Aliyah four times over. Over there, there's no other options. So therefore, he says over here, B'chol Moed Sukkos Dariyav Yervi, Choser V'Korah Mashikorah Kohen V'Alevi. The fourth Aliyah in Chutz La'aretz are going to go back and read what the Kohen and Levi were read. Mishum D'lo Eshar, Likros L'Fanah Mashinu Minyan Eshel Yom. Because you're not going to read something that is not kashur to the day at all. Therefore, they go back and read this same thing again. Okay? It happens to be there is another exception, that is on Chanukah, and Chanukah also, here in Eretz Yisrael. They read the same thing, because there's no Sfeik of the Yomo also. We read the same thing over and over again. Fine. Okay, so those are the exact. But if it's not these cases, you can't read the same psukim over again. If you do read the same psukim over, you have to at least add two. Better to add three new psukim from the Aliyah. But it's mashma from the Mechaber, It's mashra from the mechaber that, it's mashra from the mechaber. You could do it if you want to. You could read the same sukkim, you just can't count them towards an aliyah. So you add another guy, so you could add more aliyahs if you want to. You just count, okay, if you have seven aliyahs on Shabbos, this wouldn't be counted as one of the seven. But it sounds like from the mechaber, just he's not going to hold a minyan. But says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Kav Dalin, Miloshin Zeh Mashad Ein Isser B'Dover, it's not usher to do this. Laster B'Li Koz Mashad Kar Ola Lefanov, Elishain Ola Minaminyan Akroim, it just doesn't count as one of the people going after the Torah. V'Azal L'Shitasa B'Sim Reish Pei Beis Siv Beis, this applies, this is the Mechaber L'Shitasa, in Hilchah Shabbos, by Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos, the Mechaber says over there, that you can do this also, you can read the same, so you just can't count as part of the Minyan. However, Va'ayin Sham Ramah over there in Reish Pei Beis Siv Beis, the Ramah is Cholik Al Zeh, the Ramah disagrees, and therefore for Ashkenaz, we don't allow two people to do this. The only times we do this, as we just said, is on Sukkot, Chol HaMoed Sukkot. We do it on Chanukah, and one more time of the year we do this is on Simchas Torah, and we go over Vezos Bracha over and over again in order to make sure that everyone gets an Aliyah. That's the only other time we repeat Pesukim L'chatchila. Other than this, we never allow L'chatchila B'diavid. If it happens, so you have to read at least two new Pesukim, if not three. Adkan for today.